The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Stories, the charts for the week according to Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. That's helmed by Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine. They're responsible for doing the research around the country. 1,000 or so radio stations doing the news talk format or some variation on conversation radio, the spoken word format. So each week at this time, Michael and I get together to go through the top topics of the week from number 10 to number 1, overview some of the people, pick out anecdotal stories that he's covered in Talkers Magazine during the course of the week at Talkers.com. All those good things you have in store for you this hour, starting with Michael actually getting to the list. Yes?
Yes, here I am with the list, and we shall work our way from number 10 to number 1. And some of them are more than one story at each number, because sometimes we have ties. Like in sports, we have Major League Baseball action tied with all the excitement surrounding the NBA and the NHL playoffs. At number 9, we have a couple of political stories. We have midterm primaries tied with the 2016 presidential race. And speaking of the word tie, they kind of tie together. Russian aggression at number 8. At number 7, another tie. We have talk about the Memorial Day holiday, and that's tied with the Marine that's held in Mexico, the Marine held in Mexico case. And number 6, we have Prince Charles' capitalism speech tied with Obama's West Point speech. We have climate change debate at number 5. We have the Snowden interview at number 4. The economy and the GDP dipping is at number 3. The VA hospital scandal is number 2. Number 1 is the UCSB killings, and that brings about another topic called gun laws and gun control, and that's number 1. There you have the 10 big, actually more than 10 stories in the top 10 this week.
Top 10 items in Talkers. You like that alliteration? But yeah. I should ask you, you do this based on the research. If I were to say to you, because when I go through this list on the air, I often say, well, if for me, this was the number one item. So what you're doing is reporting as a journalist, a fellow who studies and reports on what the facts are. But if Michael Harrison were putting together this list because of Michael Harrison's preferences taken from either any of these 10 or other ones, what would have hit your hot button? What would have been number one for you this week, you personally?
The latest discoveries of extraterrestrial planets, exoplanets, space, health, new discoveries in science and medicine. I mean, there would be subjects not even on this list.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we don't spend enough time talking about medical breakthroughs. We don't talk enough about scientific breakthroughs. I think that we certainly do not talk enough about the arts. I would have a totally different list if it were up to me. And I don't even know if I would do that, because I don't know if that would sell, and I don't know if that would be a good industry. But you asked me what my personal preferences are. Those are the things that I'm interested in. I do wish that we had a broader view as a society of subject matter that affects our lives, but it doesn't always work that way.
Why do you think that is?
I think that we get into a corporate groove, and the news is part of that we think works. In other words, it becomes the culture and a habit of a particular scene. And journalism, for the last certainly 100 years, has devoted itself to politics, to international intrigue, to war, and to violence, crime. Crime and violence has always been huge. And as a matter of fact, in the early days of Talkers, we used to categorize a lot of these topics under the umbrella crime and violence. And there's always a ton of crime and violence.
I'd forgotten that. I remember that was, yeah. That was a long time ago. I'd forgotten until you just mentioned it, that sort of breakout into A, B, C, and D, that sort of thing.
Yeah, the list would be politics, number one, crime and violence, number two, international affairs, number three. So many ways to slice this, and that's why, you know, when you say we're journalists and we do research and all that, I appreciate that, and to a certain degree we are, but this is not as much, this is not totally numbers and science. There's a lot of art to this as well, in terms of trying to get a handle on what are the most talked about elements of talk radio in America today, and specifically news talk radio. I mean, this is not sports talk radio or talk shows that are on rock stations in the morning where they spend a lot of time talking about celebrity gossip. Celebrity gossip, if you were to look at talk in the broad sense, all the talk on radio, as opposed to the kind of formats that are running this show, I think you'd find that celebrity gossip might be up there in number one or number two. We are obsessed with celebrity gossip in terms of water cooler chat in this country.
Well, there's an interesting reflection here that I think we, I don't know if we need to, but I think we sometimes want to. Those of us like you and like me who seem to be slaves to a point to following what the newsies tell us is the news, when in fact everybody's button is different. And that's why we are championing, and we are collectively and individually certainly cheerleaders for the format. But there are so many other things, as Michael is suggesting, that are going on that are interesting. We are sort of contributing to people's pea brain instead of expanding the...
You're being very critical, and I'm glad to see that. But suppose you worked in a restaurant, okay? Mm-hmm. If you worked at a diner, or you worked at a fast food chain, one of the many, would you be complaining that, look, where are we serving hamburgers when we could be making, you know, baked fish dishes or spaghetti?
Right.
But this is the restaurant that you work in. You know, this is the menu we're dealing with.
I understand. That's a great analogy. I'm not necessarily being critical. I just would like to see, and it's just a reflection of me, perhaps, and because I don't do my program based on just talking about a few, especially minor to major political figures and features. There are so many more. Somebody sent something to me this week, and I know you hear this all the time as well, about topic burnout. This is inside sort of the loop way here. What happens when somebody or groups of people are tired of listening to the same stuff? Well, the radio program's ratings are going to go down. But the other part of this was, well, what happens if it's a slow news day? I've always railed about this because of what, again, you just said. The world is a fascinating place. There are things going on. People are doing crazy stuff all the time. Look at the French operator, by the way, rail operator that runs the French national railway system, ordered 2,000 new rail cars to be used on the system they have all over France.
Yeah,
the only problem...
Amazing.
Did you hear that story?
Oh, sure, yeah. I'm not letting you tell it. I'm not going to give you the...
I mean, I think that it's fascinating for two reasons. Number one, because nobody measured the size of the trains, so they're too big to fit on the tracks. They're going to have to change...
They're too big to get into the stations.
All the stations.
They fit the
platforms.
Tracks.
Yeah, they can't get into the stations.
Platforms in all the stations, so now they have to redesign hundreds of train stations.
Right.
France.
Now, the second part of that conversation is that company was just awarded a contract to operate the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority's train schedule and the Amtrak trains from Washington to New York and Boston. Same company.
Wait. Well, I mean, you know, they might be the best company.
Well,
you know, would you rather have the best company that made a mistake, or would you rather have a shaky company that doesn't make mistakes?
I just think it's fascinating. Yeah, I mean, they're probably a good company. I'm sure they are. I hope they are.
The thing that, you know, this reminds me of a story. You know, one of the most exacting agencies that we have is NASA, and yet they missed Mars once and wasted billions of dollars because somebody forgot to switch, you know, to the metric system.
Right.
One equation. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Stuff happens.
Stuff does happen, and we're here to talk about it. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine. We're discussing the top stories of the week and wrinkles and twists on things that I wanted to purposely get from him what he thought the number one item of the week was. And now you know the rest of that.
I didn't say that space travel was the number one item.
No, I wasn't talking about that. I'm talking about one. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. It's all personal. 17 past the hour. This is the overview that you listen to every week. Michael Harrison going through the top 10 talk topics here on the radio.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $3,500 in extra savings. Right now, you'll find fantastic deals on value-sized packs of Simply Lemonade, Italian Rose Fresh Salsa, Dixie Paper Plates, and more, all at members-only prices. Come into Sam's Club to get your savings book with more than $3,500 in extra savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
What's the best way to bring people together?
T-shirts!
T-shirts. Custom T-shirts that you design online with Custom Ink. Custom Ink has created over 50 million shirts for families, teams, reunions, church groups, cheerleaders, companies big and small. On-time delivery is guaranteed, and we'll even ship your order absolutely free.
Start designing your Custom Ink T-shirts today and see why 99% of our customers say they would order from us again. Visit CustomInk.com.
The Doug Stephan Michael Harrison overview, or more appropriately, because my mother taught me that I should always mention the guest first, although I don't consider you a guest, frankly. I consider you my friend and colleague, and so we could have Michael and Doug, Michael Harrison, Doug Stephan, M and D.
Why don't we have our lawyers work on this?
That's a good idea. Wiseman works for both of us, though.
Yours,
yeah, but we'll both use Wiseman, and then we can save some money.
Yeah.
Doing it
actually, this is the Talkers Magazine overview. It's not even the Michael Harrison overview.
No, it is, right. Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. So we're working our way away from the politics. But you know, as I look at this list, every single thing on the top 10 could have maximum political ramifications. Gun laws, always politics. The VA, always politics. The economy, always politics. Snowden, politics. Climate change, politics. Obama's West Point speech, politics. Marine held in Mexico, maybe not politics. That's bizarre.
Politics, definitely politics.
Well, that's international politics, though, I guess, right?
Of course.
Yeah. Russian aggression, same thing. International politics.
Well, what does that tell you? That tells you a couple of things. You can either say, well, we have too much politics in our conversation, or it could point out to you that everything becomes political in terms of...
Look at how, with Sterling and his wife, I mean, I think that's a whole... We ought to talk about that. That's a whole setup. Those people are the smartest people around. They cook this up on their own. But look at how, looking at the remarks that were made, became so political. Michael Harrison, Doug Stephan here, 21 after the hour.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now 23 after the hour, moving back into the discussion of what's being discussed. Some of the things being discussed are disgusting. I couldn't resist that, sorry. I even tickle myself sometimes with some of this silly stuff.
So these are not discussion shows, they're disgust shows.
Disgusting, yes, exactly. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine here as we review. I'm Doug Steffen, the stories of this past week. Okay, so always when the list comes out, there is a sports component to it. The end of the season for the NBA and the hockey players and the Major League Baseball teams and where they all are. And then there's with the basketball, the subtext here, there's Donald Sterling and his wife, Shelley, who have, I think, just pulled off one of the biggest scams in the history of sports, maybe even in the history of the country. A lot of people are looking at this and say, what do you mean? What are you talking about? I think this thing was orchestrated to a T, and I think she's the brains behind it. I think she put it all together. They wanted to cash out at their age. They create this whole brouhaha, and under the circumstances, that team might have been worth $800-900 million, which isn't a bad payday for some you paid $21 million for, 32, 33 years ago. But, no, let's see if we can't find another way to increase the value. And then they get the deal so that it's worth $2 billion out of a phony controversy. Am I right in this or not? What do you think?
I can't imagine how what you're saying is true, but I wouldn't say it.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me see if I can give you my comments.
What I don't understand in that whole thing is how the controversy increases the value from $800 million to $2 billion.
Look at what they did. Come on.
Who's doing that math?
Who's what?
Who's doing that math? I mean,
Steve Ballmer's doing the math, and so are all these other guys that couldn't wait to try to get the team away from this racist.
All
right?
They had to do, all he had to do was put it up for sale.
No.
The L.A. Clippers are the hottest team in Los Angeles now for several years. They've surpassed the Lakers, which is miraculous. They have an amazing story, having been for decades considered by almost everybody who understands sports the worst franchise in professional sports. Not just in basketball, in all professional sports, the Clippers were unanimously considered the worst, the lowest, the darkest, the horriblest place anybody could wind up being stuck.
Yeah.
And in the last few years, for some weird reason, he started putting some money into it. They turned around and they become a contender. And that's a colorful story. And then don't tell me the word colorful is politically incorrect.
Shame on you, you're a racist.
Well, of course, I use that word. I'm a racist,
right.
But I don't. I think the fellow is truly just a little bit daft.
Come on!
I think it is.
As cynical as you are, wait a minute. As cynical as you can be, you don't think there's any credence, or you're just yanking my chain because you like to yank my chain.
I don't think.
You don't really think they set this up?
I don't think they did.
I think they said it all.
I don't know that they didn't. It could come out tomorrow that you're right. Yeah. I'm cynical enough and I'm open-minded enough to think that maybe you're correct.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't personally, I would not have naturally gravitated to this. I think this is what it seems to be.
Really?
It's amazing enough as it is just on the surface. What bothers me about this story is I'm sure that behind the scenes, there's collusion to get rid of this guy, and they figured out that they'll grab this story as a reason to. They want to get him out of the league.
Well, but somebody else may have thought they could get a deal because they were going to embarrass him. And look, the embarrassment increased the value of the team by twofold. And so I still think, and a lot of people, I'm naive about a lot of stuff. I don't think I'm naive about this. I think this whole thing was like a shoe shine. Anyway, it's been great. Well, this is America, folks. 28 past the hour.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Fact or Friction. Brought to you by Royal Purple, the performance lubricants that outperform. Fact or friction? Heat caused by radiator surface tension can be damaging. Fact. Water's natural surface tension causes a disconnect between the coolant and the radiator surface. Think boundary layer. In effect, this boundary layer reduces the radiator's available area to transfer heat to air flowing across radiator fins. A radiator additive can serve as a wetting agent, which smooths water flow and reduces surface tension, thereby lowering engine temperature. When choosing a radiator additive for your vehicle, consider Purple Ice. Purple Ice, compatible with all coolants, is not only a wetting agent, but also a corrosion inhibitor. Add Purple Ice to your radiator every time the cooling system is flushed. Visit royalpurple.com for all the Purple Ice advantages. Then pick up your Purple Ice today at Pep Boys. I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. Per a study by Ricardo Engines, the vast majority of the vehicles sold through 2025 in the U.S. will use internal combustion engines, which will require technology assists like turbo boosters and high-octane fuels like ethanol to meet the 54.5 MPG CAFE mandate. I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. Drive to ethanolrfa.org.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Jason Ray noticed a blue birthmark had appeared on his forehead in the shape of the Geico gecko. Jason felt compelled to switch his car insurance to Geico and save hundreds of dollars with great discounts. By nightfall, the birthmark had disappeared. Jason's wife, Jeannie, thinks it was probably just blueberry jam from breakfast. Jason prefers to believe otherwise.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The items of interest and importance. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen and the overview of the big topics from this past week, the week ending May the 30th. We were talking a little about the Donald Sterling thing. Michael is aghast that I would suggest that this was a made-up, cooked-up deal, but it's all in the interpretation. So I go to something that's been on my mind, and it came up this week because President Obama has decided after a few years of studying the situation seriously, it was time for him and the White House to take a look at the controversy regarding football and helmets and injuries and all that sort of thing. Isn't it great how these people get on board? 3-4. The FDA this week issued rules on tanning salons. It's been 18 years since the discovery was made that tanning salons are actually pretty bad for you. But it's great fodder for conversation, and it makes us look at ourselves and kind of maybe chuckle a little that we are part of this system. We actually created this system. And whether we keep it going just because of our own ineptness or because we actually like this sort of thing. What do you think, Michael? What would we have to talk about?
Are you talking about the tanning salons or are you talking about the football?
I'm talking about people and their interests in things and how it takes forever for the government to get involved in things. And then when they get involved, they make it worse usually. And yet we find it amusing. Look at the whole formats. Look at the news talk radio world is basically built around the buffoonery of politicians and people.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the commentary, satire, and criticism certainly are based upon that. And thank goodness, because so many, you know, buffoonery comes with the quest for power. The kind of people that think they could lead and the kind of people that are motivated to have positions of high-profile power usually also have the ability to be buffoons. And it's a good thing that we live in a society with the First Amendment where you don't go to jail for pointing out that the emperor has no clothes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It comes down to that. In terms of the tanning thing, I'll tell you, you know, it all has to do with our societal norms and what we consider to be beauty. You know, having tan skin, you know, Caucasian,
mm-hmm.
wanting
mm-hmm.
to be dark.
Darker, right.
When your skin is dark, that's a form of skin damage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the sun is...
That's a racist remark if I ever heard one. You're saying that people who are blacker... Damaged?
I didn't say that. I said when your skin is dark from the sun, it's a form of skin damage.
Uh-huh.
Being dark because of your, you know, the chemical content of your skin or your race is a normal thing.
Uh-huh.
But when you darken yourself because of the sun, what you really are is you're cooking your cells. And this is for white or black people. I mean, black people.
You know what it is? Think about it for a second. Black people want to be white. Look at Michael Jackson, what he did to change his skin pigmentation and his color. And white people want to be black. And yet, more problems are caused in our country because of the differential or the disagreements because of what blacks think.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin thing.
I think we all want to be a very, very light brown.
What do you think?
I think there's a tendency for dark black people to want to be lighter and very light people wanting to be a little
darker. So you're saying we all want to be the same, actually?
I think, yeah. I actually think that deep inside we're heading toward the human race, if we survive 10,000 years, based on the blending that's going on and the fact that the globe is smaller and we're in touch with different people from different continents and the races are intermingling. I don't think we're going to see let's go 10,000 years forward. And that's a lot more than it might take. I don't think you would find a white race, a black race, a yellow race.
10,000 years from now, you won't find anybody, because if you don't do something to curb population growth in 400 or 500 years, the planet can't sustain itself now. It can't manage itself. It can't feed itself. And so how is it going to do it with billions more people by the year 2050 or the year 2100? How do you do that? Unless there's some...
By having new systems of equality and getting rid of greed. I don't think we have overpopulation. Drive across the country. Come on.
But we can't manage the people. The management of our country, the management of the world, is in chaos.
Yes, it always has been because of greed.
Mm-hmm.
There's enough food, there's enough resources, there's enough land, there's enough water, there's enough sunlight, there's enough everything for everybody on this planet and 2, 3, 4 times as many to live and be well. It has to do with politics, it has to do with greed, it has to do with the nasty side of our nature, and that's why we have these problems.
You want to drive in L.A. when there are 4 times as many people living there?
Well, we shouldn't have that many people living in one area.
Ah.
It's not overpopulation. It's population distribution.
Ah.
There's no reason for cities to exist the way they do anymore.
Mm-hmm.
This is something from a time when transportation wasn't as good as it is and communication wasn't as good. We have to rethink our systems and rethink our values for this modern world. Not blame it on something like overpopulation. Because when you talk about overpopulation, you're talking about a scary subject, and the remedy to overpopulation isn't always pleasant.
No. All right, let's spend a minute going through, we've gone through the stories. Let's go through the list, the people list, that comes as a result of the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. We always have two lists. One of them is the main story lines of conversation during the week, and then there are the people that support those storylines and what we have to say about them.
Okay, well, we have at number 10, Dan Patrick.
The sports guy or the radio guy.
Dan Patrick, the political guy,
well,
and the radio guy, because the radio guy has been accused of running for lieutenant governor of Texas.
Well, he is running for lieutenant governor of Texas. This is, by the way, the fellow we're talking about isn't the sports guy, Dan Patrick.
Right.
He's a radio guy, too. But this guy, Dan Patrick, owns a station in Houston and has been around for a long time, pretty good talk radio host, and has decided that he wants to be the lieutenant governor of Texas. Wouldn't that be an interesting combination? Wendy, I forget her last name, is it Davis? Whoever, Wendy, who will probably be the next governor of Texas, gets paired up with a guy like Dan Patrick. What do you want to tell us? Because you know him, a sports, a regular talk, a radio personality. What's the story?
Well, there's a couple of Dan Patricks here, and you know, it depends on which one you're talking about. I don't have a story. Number 9, we have Hillary Clinton. Number 8, we have Vladimir Putin. I mean, you want to start with that story? Only at number 10?
Yes.
Come on. Number 9, we have Hillary Clinton. But number 8, we have Vladimir Putin.
Go in here. Yeah, go ahead.
At number 7, we have Andrew Camoresi.
Really?
Yes. He's in Mexico on a vacation.
He is.
We have Prince Charles. You remember him? The next king at number 6.
He doesn't like capitalism anymore.
Well, you know.
Because of global warming.
Can you imagine living your life as a British royal?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
how irrelevant you are.
What does anybody who lives their life like that know about systems that affect the common folk?
Nothing.
John Kerry at 5, Edward Snowden.
Speaking of another prince.
You know, Eric Shinseki at 3, Elliot Rodger at 2, and Barack Obama at number 1. The fact of the matter is, when you are a billionaire, or in kind of a situation like somebody born into British royalty, you live a life of total isolation from the common folk and from the common day-to-day problems, and you can't be expected to understand what it's like to be in a capitalistic society, a socialistic society, an economic system run by conservatives or liberals or what's good, because you don't live that life. You have to feel it. You gotta have your feet on the ground. And there are too many people running things in this world that don't really feel what it's like to be an average person. And that's one of the reasons why we're having such a growing gap between the haves and the have-nots. The haves have enormous power, enormous wealth. The gap is greater than ever. And the have-nots don't have the power anymore because systems that really were meant to be good and have good underpinnings are not being run properly. I don't care what your system is. If it isn't run with goodwill and it isn't run by good people, the best system, the best ideology can turn sour pretty fast.
Right. All right. So let's just pick a couple of names here that have been important to discussion for any number of reasons. Edward Snowden, for example, has the NBC hour-long, this was actually they pieced it together in the nightly news, but they had an NBC special when Brian went over and paid. NBC paid. They made their deal through the connection they had with the reporter at The Guardian that originally broke the story. He had worked for NBC News. They got to him and they said, can you get us with Snowden? We'll pay him whatever he wants. Is this journalism? What is that?
Well, this goes back to Frost Nixon.
$700,000 went to Nixon.
The exclusive interview with Richard Nixon after Watergate, the other networks passed on it because they wouldn't pay Nixon. Nixon wanted money. He needed money.
Yeah.
So Frost paid it, and of course he had this gigantic show, and movies have been made about it, and plays and everything else. It's kind of a provocative question whether or not it's journalism if you pay the person to be interviewed. And I certainly do think, no matter where you stand on it, you have to admit that it does undermine the credibility of it.
Yeah, right, exactly. And him and his pompousness, it turned a lot of people off. Although the argument this week, or the discussion this week, still went back to whether he did the country a favor or not. And the poll that I had at DougStefan.com this week suggested that the most people were where they were before the interview. They either thought he was a hero or he wasn't. One way or another, not a lot of people changed their minds. Not the case, however, with Eric Shinseki, about whom we will discuss the pros and cons of his latest. He says he's getting rid of all the people that are running the Phoenix VA office. Meanwhile, the president says he plans a serious conversation with Mr. Shinseki. Gee, I thought he had that last week. We're going to have another serious. The woodshed must not have much wood in it at the White House. There's a lot of room there for having a conversation.
Well, don't you love when the guys that are responsible say, we're going to investigate this?
Right. That's like the, again, back to the tanning salons and 18 years later. The VA thing has been a mess for decades, and they're now just getting around to fixing it. Hello. Ding, 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 ding. 15 before the hour, you're listening to a discussion of the hot topics of the week, according to Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers.
Memorial Day weekend is here, and if you're thinking of buying a car, go to TrueCar.com. Hey, it's Leah. Last month, over 45,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, and TrueCar users save an average of $3,046 off MSRP. Yes, TrueCar is changing car buying forever. TrueCar helps car buyers get rid of the fear they might have of overpaying. So when you're ready to buy a car, just follow three very easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people pay for the car you're looking at. Then register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. The third step is simple. Just print out that TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better hassle-free car buying experience. Every day, TrueCar.com users receive negotiation-free, guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.
He shoots for the win. He scores!
Every fan dreams of this moment. But you're not just a fan. No, you're a face paint-wearing, foam finger-waving fanatic. Driving to every game, you were there. And on the road to victory, we energized your journey. At Exxon and Mobil stations, our quality gasolines help engines run smoother and help improve fuel economy, powering more great moments along the way, like this one.
We're number one!
Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Go to Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more details.
It's Sam Adams Summer Ale season.
I love the Summer Ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams Summer Ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long.
It's really a good beer.
It really is.
Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale.
Boss beer, pretty boss and nasty. Where's boss beer?
You know Lumber Liquidators for having the best selection of flooring at the lowest prices. And right now, you can buy one floor and get 50% off another on their thickest and best Dream Home laminates. No games, no gimmicks, just huge savings off already ridiculously low prices. Plus, get great deals on pre-finished hardwood and Morningstar bamboo. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Special financing is available. But hurry, this buy one, get one sale ends Tuesday, June 3rd.
I'm Bob Dorico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. A New York man has filed a lawsuit in a Manhattan court for $2 undecillion. That amount, which is a 2 with 36 zeros after it, is more money than exists in all the world. He claims his finger became infected after he was bitten by a dog, and he's suing the dog's owners, New York City, two hospitals, a department store, a bakery, and 1,000 other people. The lawsuit, contained in 22 handwritten pages, may be the most frivolous lawsuit ever filed. Not surprisingly, the man is representing himself, probably so he doesn't have to pay a huge contingency fee to a lawyer. Let's be fair, there are at least a gazillion reasons why this lawsuit should be thrown out of court. But that doesn't mean it won't cost someone. The man has filed at least 20 other lawsuits over the past 10 years, and somehow the courts keep letting him do this over and over again. Learn how frivolous lawsuits cost all of us. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
It's 49 past the hour now. Michael Harrison has a few more moments with us to discuss some of the issues of the week that have been covered well in the News Talk Radio world. Barack Obama and Eric Shinseki. I was thinking, and I don't know why, I was thinking about Shinseki and Casey Kasem in the same thought. I don't have the slightest idea why that came into my head that way. I was thinking about Casey Kasem and what's going on with him and how in the world that story and that reality, how, see, I think that's to sort of get away from Shinseki and Obama.
Because you mean the Veterans Affairs Administration takes care of veteran disc jockeys?
Well, who's taking care of veteran disc jockeys? This is a big-time radio personality that's seemingly living out his last days in, well, not that he knows it, but kind of in shame. And it is a shame.
Well, it's a shame. I don't know if he, I don't understand what you mean. He's living it in shame.
Well, I mean, his family, all of the fighting among themselves, that's kind of shameful. Not, maybe he's not in shame because he didn't do anything wrong.
Right, exactly.
It's very, the conversation is pretty guttural, but yet it is one of those human things. Again, what would we talk about if we didn't have stuff like this? Right?
We would talk, what would we talk about if we didn't have stuff like this?
Well,
oh, my gosh. I think there's a lot we could talk about.
You know what I mean.
The beginning of the conversation. But no, these are important things. People are interested in human affairs, and that's why we have celebrities, because they're a microcosm of our own lives.
Really?
How many Casey Kasem stories are out there among people who weren't famous disc jockeys, you know?
That's true, right, exactly. Like you and I were both famous disc jockeys once. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, reviewing what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio this week.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
Battle Veterans Affairs.
Now 53 after the hour, as the review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio continues, this time our conversation focuses on the thoughts of Michael Levine, who's the founder of the Levine Communication Office, a public relations agency in Los Angeles that has become well known far and wide because of the expertise of its owner and founder when it comes to handling people and their PR needs. So, having that in mind, Michael, good to have you back on our overview, our countdown. The VA hospital scandal. If you were a person that had been hired by the government to either fix the problem or fix the problem of perception, how would you attack this? Do you get rid of Shinseki? Do you try to get rid of all the people who are in the nitty-gritty roles that seemingly are malfunctioning? What do you do? What do you tell the people at the top to do?
Well, I mean, I have so many thoughts about this. Very important question. It's not only a question, of course, about the VA. It's a question about how government functions or doesn't function. There is a sense in among most Americans, most sane Americans, that government simply does nothing correctly, properly, effectively, efficiently, and this comes with a terrible cost, meaning that Americans have created a sense of cynicism around their government. That's terrible. So, anyway, back to your question. What do you do? Number one, does Shinseki go? He's got to go. He's got to go.
But he's not the real problem. The real problem is down, not disagreeing with you that he's got to go, but down the line, he's firing everybody in Phoenix now because he knows that he's got to do something. Why does a guy like that just take his image that was created out of 40 years of being in the military that's very positive and just say, you know what, I don't think this is for me. I may have made some mistakes or I may not be best at this, but I've had a good career. And now it's time for me to go. You know, he can probably get a job with a big company and work on that side of the street.
Well, because of your taxpayer generosity, Mr. Stephan, he doesn't need to get a job because we pay people pensions that are unparalleled, and he doesn't need to work. So the point here is, does he have to go? Yes, he does. Do other people have to go? Yes, they do. Should people, in the end, go to jail? Yes, they should. There is a sense that if you work in government and you screw up, nothing happens to you.
Right. Well, they say union mentality, same thing.
What'd you say?
Union mentality, same thing.
Yeah. And this is why Americans have no faith in government to do anything effectively and efficiently. Mm-hmm. Look, when you're in an office building, many Americans go to work every day, and they go into an office building, and they are greeted by three people every single day. A FedEx guy, a UPS guy, and a postal guy. Right?
Right.
Now, of those three people, only one is not hustling. Right? The UPS guy and the FedEx guy are almost running.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
The postal guy is walking around as if he's swimming in Jell-O.
What an interesting, what a great analogy. I haven't even thought about it that way, but what a great way of having people understand the difference between private enterprise and the public sector. Yeah.
You see it every day in an office. Two guys almost running and one guy lumbering around like he's swimming in Jell-O. And this is what this feeling around Americans and government is very, very, very bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because nothing ever happens to them. You know that jackass running the health care, Sebelius, is still there.
Yeah.
Can you believe it?
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable.
Well, I mean, have political connections, they have friends, and they'll come and go as they please for the most part. I'm betting that
now, I admit, and to be fair and balanced, that the healthcare website did improve.
Mm-hmm.
And
at a cost of $1 billion.
Right.
Yeah.
But it screwed up so terribly, and I don't think government ever asks the question, what is the cost of the cynicism of the American public? Why can't we seem to do anything right? Well, one reason is because you never fire anyone.
Mm-hmm.
No one's ever penalized.
Nobody's accountable. It's accountability that needs to be at the top of the list. All right. A good analyst, Michael Levine, who is an analyzer and a great help to a lot of people who need good PR. Levine Communication Office in Beverly Hills. That's where Michael.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right. One that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollenburst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollenburst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollenburst. It's available at jasonlewisteam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollenburst at jasonlewisteam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.